participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Wants to reclaim his spot.
The Rocky can't stop. 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 The Rocky can't stop.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
He's got his own rooting section now.
Wow.
I don't even have to come up with a...
Get those people out of here, please.
I don't have to come up with a clever way to introduce them every day now.
Come out of here.
He's brought his own friend.
Get those people out of here.
Here he is.
Did we have a nice party? So did you have a good time, huh?
All had a good time.
We good?
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Blue, and all the ships at sea. And now, to receive their MacArthur Genius Grant, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
February 4,
Monday. And here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. You can call the show at 877-365-3636. Home studios, it's where we are today, WJFK, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Tomorrow, we'll be up in New York, WNEW. Your phone number is 877-692-1027. All right, don't even call me. I'm going to be drinking the underpants tea today on the show, okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm a man of my word.
Oh, my God.
As soon as the guy shows up with his underpants, we'll boil the water. I'll drink the water on the air. I'll pay off the bet.
And you're not fond of that area.
No, I'm not.
You were the unhappy host yesterday.
Yeah, oh. Buzz, it's a good thing you weren't there for the end. I mean, it was the... First off, the elation of Ricky Prohl catching the touchdown with a minute and 10 seconds left.
We, on two separate occasions, saw your victory dance.
And then
we were complaining about the fumble being recalled, and we all got flipped off.
Oh. And then Vinatieri hit the field goal, and listen, it was a great game.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever been. I think we can all agree there's never been a greater Super Bowl game.
I mean, even the one when Tennessee was a yard away from winning was not as great.
Incredible.
As the game yesterday.
I mean, Adam Vinatieri will go down as one of the greatest.
Absolutely. And I will proudly drink the underpants water. But listen, that's just part.
Wow.
Today's show is going to be so much. Trying to remember what happened over the weekend.
Exactly.
We had at my house yesterday a giant party. We'll be talking about that. Friday. Now, Friday night, I just went home. Saturday night, we had the Las Vegas style show, and we can now tell you where we went for the Las Vegas style show. About an hour and a half outside of D.C., we went to the sleepy town of Fredericksburg, yes. Virginia,
Out at some warehouse somewhere.
It was dark.
A prefab building.
The voting, as it turns out, went like this. You had me and Mike and the listeners voting for Stockton, California, and Rob, who's doing his Sacramento dance now, and Buzz and Lisa and Joe voting for Fredericksburg, not based on... Oh, I just want to say the voting was not based on the location.
Right.
We were ready to go anywhere. It was wherever the best letter came from.
Right.
And
right.
As it turns out, the girls who wrote the letter for Fredericksburg,
wow,
I am now willing to say that I don't think, as great as the letter from Stockton was, I don't think they could have topped
nope.
I don't see
the
how.
Las Vegas-style show that we had on Saturday night at their private home.
No way, Jose.
Joining us now is one of the hosts of the party. Let's say hello to the lovely Christy.
Hey. Christy!
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
baby. Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we are doing great.
Christy, what do you think? Did you have a good time?
Yes,
good
time. Had a blast.
Good, we did too.
It was...
Now, which one was Christy? Just to remind me, because I, you know, I'm a little hazy. From Saturday night. Was Christy the one with the... you don't remember either.
You don't remember me?
Christy, were you the one with the sequin top?
Yes, that was me.
Oh, Christy. Let's give Christy a round of applause.
You had the three girls. You had Christy, and then you had the gal who was married to the guy who was up my ass all night about Steve Spurrier, which was... and I didn't mind.
Who's that?
That would be Amy.
That was Amy. All right. And then you had the third girl.
And who was that?
That was Ann.
And that was Ann.
Okay.
And the three of you, the three of you were all very lovely.
Thank you.
So we had, here's the deal. We go out to this secluded...
Christy, though, is my favorite.
We go to this the secluded area, and as it turns out, we're not doing the show from their home. We're doing the show from this, I don't know, like a prefab, almost like an airplane hangar.
I think it's where they take people to be killed.
Yeah.
Something like that.
There were all kinds of things happening. The indications of mob influence, while at the same time, I know that in the crowd were lots of local police officers.
Very interesting. It was an eclectic group.
Yeah.
That was a secret.
Well, no, that's some cop. No. I'm not talking about the secret.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that in the crowd were some local law enforcement officers.
Yeah, they were keeping the peace.
Christy, can I tell you something, though?
Yes?
The secret, I find to be very cool.
Okay, good.
You know that.
Yeah. I trust
that. I think I made reference, and we will, believe you me, we will honor that
secret.
Okay.
Anyway, so we arrive at this joint, which is like half a deer hunting lodge, half airport hangar, half a place you take if you want to kill a guy and like cut him into small pieces. Very remote off of...
Really, really strange, but delightful.
Wonderful. Fantastic. All of the people who were there could not have been nicer. We had our own sound guy. We had John Pop and the incredible wall of sound.
John Pop did an outstanding job.
Yeah. Plus, with the music and the microphones and the wireless mics and no feedback, and we had all of our sound effects.
Over 10 years of music and entertainment experience.
And most importantly,
yes,
we had a group of people there who from the get-go wanted to enjoy themselves.
They did, and Christy, would you agree? You got the real Las Vegas style show.
Yes, it was.
I mean, we had the intro, we walked out, we had the microphone, and we did it right there in the hangar.
There's no problem with nudity. I mean, T's and V's and D's and B's everywhere as far as the eye could see.
As usual, could have done without some of those D's and B's.
And towards the end of the night, now the regular girls who were there for the contest, they were all tens.
Wonderful.
They were all beautiful. We played the games. They got naked. We're about almost done with the show. We're doing the underwear fashion show, and all of a sudden the door opens up, and the pros show up.
Now, was it the pros plural or the one pro?
No, there were more than one. There was more than one professional girl there. I think sexyannemarie.com was the only one who participated in the show.
Right.
But there were other pros who were there.
So what happened then at the end of the show?
Well, what happened at the end of the show is that the pros arrived too late, actually, to participate.
And weren't the pros, I mean, if I have a memory of, weren't the pros a little difficult, like getting them to get all organized and stuff? I mean, well, they arrived and then there was just this big, I mean, Christy, do you remember that?
The what?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Listen, we have paperwork and release forms that you have to sign.
Yeah, I remember.
And the pros were hesitant to sign.
Didn't they have trouble, Christy, with the release forms or something like
that? Yeah, I think there was a little bit of an issue. Yeah. I think we worked it out.
Meanwhile, you got, you know, the regular girls from the crowd. I mean, they're up there butt naked. I mean, shirts akimbo, pants
akimbo.
Pants akimbo. Yes, Joseph Hardinger, a man who was there.
Yeah, Joe handled all the paperwork.
Yeah, I handled the releases for the pros, and I think it was a literacy issue.
Oh, Joe, get out of here, Joe. Get out of here, Joe. But suffice to say that we had a great time. We will do this again.
Yes,
absolutely. We will do because, listen, we had come to a point with the Las Vegas-style shows where we were tired of being hassled by the local community standards and the PTA and the neighbors that complain.
Yeah, we have figured out the way to do a Las Vegas.
Yeah, I told you we would have a good time. Wouldn't be an issue.
No, it was, and you know what, Christy? It was not an issue, and everybody was wonderful, from the woman who came up and loudly proclaimed to me that she had recently had her vag pierced.
Yeah, I remember that. Lady in the blue shirt.
Yeah. To the
Christy, have you been tanning yet today?
No, I haven't.
Okay, just checking.
So the gal who came over and said, much like in that movie Summer Rental with John Candy, I've just had my boobs done.
Right.
She lifted up her shirt. What do you think? Rob, you were sitting there with me when she said that, and Rob and I both said,
I don't remember that.
Come on.
Okay, maybe I do.
Come on. She said, She said, what do you guys think? Now, her husband was sitting right there with us.
Yeah. Would she show you her tees?
Yeah, she just lifted them. She said,
so what do you think of these?
Yeah, and Rob and I both said, keeping in mind that, you know, the guys, the husband's sitting right there. We said, comfortable. We said, wow, they, spectacular.
Good job. Spectacular. Very good.
And I also want to send a special greeting out to one of our underwear fashion show contestants that got her husband in on it. I just thought it was a very spirited, entry, and they were both very into it, and hi to them.
Yes, the guy they're always the highlight of the party.
Is this the guy that looked like Charles Grodin?
I don't know. His face was covered.
The bald guy, is this Sam?
His face was covered.
Yeah. Let me just say, there was not simulated sex.
No.
There was...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
There was actual, I mean... it was everything that a Las Vegas style show should be.
Yeah, and just very, very relaxed.
And let me just tell you this also. We were sad when it was time to go, to get back into the car and come home. Mm-hmm. Somebody had such a good time that he stayed on behalf of the show.
Right.
And we want to thank Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
For staying afterwards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. You know, as the car made the hour and a half drive home, I guess it was when we got out on Route 95, somebody finally figured out, well, how is Mike going to get home?
Right.
And we said, well, you know what? There was lots of friendly people there.
Yes.
Including, you know, there was like an assortment of cops who were there in the crowd watching the show. We said, I'm sure one of the cops will give Mike a ride home. Mike will figure it out. And right.
I made
it home.
And I got a police escort the whole way.
You made it home. It was fantastic.
Delightful.
So he stayed. This is the funniest thing. We're in the car. We're getting ready to leave. And Mike comes up to the window. And we're all waiting because he's the only one we can't find.
Right?
And
I wanted a party.
And Mike comes up and knocks on the window. We roll the window down and he goes, I told you. When we were coming up here, if I'm having a great time, I'm staying. I'm having a great time. Go without me.
Right, exactly.
Just go without me.
Yes, and you did, and I did, and it was wonderful, and it was fantastic.
Now, while all of this was great, I want to also say there were some disturbing elements. Oh. One disturbing element, at least that I found, was Robert, the mailman, burying his face in Cheryl the Big Dyke's breasts.
Oh, that was not pleasant.
I don't know what happened, but I understand.
How did the date end with Robert the Angry Mailman and Cheryl the Big Dyke?
I believe...
Rob, I certainly hope that
didn't happen. Together.
Yeah, I believe there was coitus.
Excellent. Really?
Wow. I believe excellent. So. He was vigorously pumping his face in between Cheryl's puffy mouth.
He was enjoying himself.
Yes, he was.
He was.
A good time was had by
God bless him. I just want to say God bless him.
And a better time we could not have had. Christy, you're a great host.
Thank you. Come back anytime.
Oh, trust me. Now that we know where you guys live, that's like Party Central.
Well, you guys, you guys know how to have a good time down there.
Thank you.
It's a good
what happens when there's nothing else to do in Fredericksburg.
Well, you guys deserve to win the contest. Hope you had a great time, and thank you for treating us so nice.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
Bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Wow. And when those girls who wrote the letter described themselves...
The woman on the phone there was the... I mean, they're all lovely. She was the loveliest of the lovely.
And she had no problem. She was in the nude feud.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Just taking everything off.
Very comfortable with her body.
Yeah. All of the girls were.
Yes, they were.
The
one funny thing was, though, that I remember at one point, we were up there, and because it was a private party, is really what it was kind of like a cocktail party that we were entertaining at.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, we actually lost the crowd. We were up there talking, and we're doing our regular banter and our regular shtick, and we noticed that, like a cocktail party, people are talking and milling around, and then the din increased, and more people were talking and milling about, and we're up there with the microphones, and then finally, Don and I just sat down and said, let's just let them finish.
Yeah, so
we put the microphones down, sat down, and nobody noticed.
Right, and then I guess 5 or 10 minutes later, someone said, hey, what about the show? We said, hey, oh, we're here.
We're here, we're just... You know, finish your conversation.
Have a good time.
Talk among yourselves.
Sure, have a good time.
It was great. That was really fun. Very, very interesting way of doing a Las Vegas style show.
Yeah, and because we had supplied them with the cash, they had booze for all their friends, and they had a nice spread of food. They had one like crab dip and junk like that to eat.
And, you know, the reason I lingered at the party, I will tell you that on Friday night, I took a bit of a fall, a very significant fall.
Mm-hmm. Fell off the wagon.
I fell off the wagon, and I'd like to say welcome back to an old friend. It was very fun to visit my good friend, Mr. Jonathan Jameson.
And you visited him on Friday night?
And Saturday night.
And also you had a brief visit with him last night at my house.
And then, you know, halfway through your party, I realized that the visit was going to have to be curtailed. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, the visit was going to have to be curtailed. But I think really for someone that hadn't, you know, had gone over a month, that it was a terrific weekend to feel good.
Yeah, well, I told you we'd do everything in our power to make sure that whatever woes you're going through on the other side.
I did at your party, though. You know
what,
hey, Buzz? I love your wife. Okay, I really do. But you know, it's it's just like, hi, how are you? You know, a lot of that from people yesterday. Uh-huh. You know, how's it going? You know, and you try to psych yourself into feeling good. You try to psych yourself into everything's fine. But you do feel when you go through a breakup, you feel like a leper.
Well, I hope that...
You were cool. You and I, you know, you show me around your house, you show me the different stuff that you put in, and you know, we sit down, and it's very cool, but a lot of the women at the party,
it
was kind of like the leper.
I think Frida was equally in that category, which she...
I mean, it's natural. You can't expect anything else.
Oh, this guy needs a hug. Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, you know, leave me alone, please. Don't do that. It's bad enough. I hate to be the guy, you know, that little... The worst feeling in the world is when you feel like people feel sorry for you. It is the worst feeling. And I finally, when I moved by that, that's, of course, what got me to the Jamesons again. It's like, thank you. Thank you for your concern.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Glug, glug.
When Mike came over, I said, in honor of you, getting things back in order, I've got your whiskey, the whiskey you love, the gold Jameson. And Mike said, no, you know what? Give me a Coke.
Right.
Just give me a Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then you were in another room and you came back about 20 minutes later and you said...
yeah, right. After I talked with several women at the party.
You said, I need a glass of ice.
Please, right now. Pour and pour heavy.
I need the glass of ice.
You know something, Don? I have been in many offices with various counselors over the months, and I certainly... tried my share of different medications, and I'm just happy to say it's very good. And don't let this laryngitis fool you. This is the end of my little death grip here. But I'm very happy to be back with an old friend.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, let me just say...
I sound like it, too. No?
Hey, how are you?
A friend who has never let you down.
No. And a friend who really, I feel like, you know, physically, feel like I've achieved equilibrium again.
Wow. Isn't it nice that the prescription that you finally needed can be achieved without a prescription?
Amen, brother.
Simply a driver's license. Can you show me proof of age, son?
You had a great party, though. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was nice.
Really good. It was a 10.
Yeah. I want to spend some time in a moment talking about the party where I had, an eclectic group.
Yeah, you had. It was even good when you yelled at me.
What, for playing the drums?
Yes, yeah. That was so obvious. That's the first hint that the St. Louis Rams were going to lose right there.
Well, I was sitting upstairs, and the Rams are losing, whatever, it was 14-3, and I hear from the basement, I hear that, and I immediately got up, and I said, does anybody else hear this? And they said, yeah.
No one really did, probably. They were just humoring you.
No, and then...
kind of like just drums beating inside your head.
No, it was obviously it was you. And I come downstairs, and I say, hey, no drum play.
No drumming when there are guests in the house.
No drumming. And you say to me, a little ripped, you go, you need to tune your snare. Great. Do not play the drums during the party.
And I honored that. I totally honored that. And then later, you know, for the second half, I was able to sit next to you for the entire second half and watch the Don show. It was big fun.
Well, it was a roller coaster. I mean, it was the roller coaster of emotion because I had the underpants bed riding on the game. And I just want to say once again, I take full blame for the Rams losing. It is the curse of the clothing that was worn.
Why?
I had on...
You had a Rams jersey on.
The wrong color Rams jersey. Oh, I had on the home Rams jersey, and furthermore, my wife had on the old school Rams jersey.
Yeah, the real, like, royal blue yellow one.
The old kind from when they were in Los Angeles.
Very true.
We were the queerest couple in the world wearing our football jerseys as people arrived at the house.
I don't know whether I passionately rooted for the New England Patriots because I'm from New England, or I passionately rooted for them because I knew that if they did win, you were going to drink that tea, or if it was just the general spirit of competition between us. But, I got a little into it towards the second half, especially when they called back that fumble return.
The touchdown that the guy ran back.
That's when I started. Yeah, that's when Mr. 40 and I were doing the whole it's fixed speech.
Oh, no.
Is fixed. That's an anthem of the New England sports fan, too. For years and years, is fixed.
And furthermore, I think I speak for all people who have put up with your type for years.
My type.
And what I mean is the Boston sports fan.
Yes, yes, very defeatist.
Shut the freak up. You won a Super Bowl, okay? You have finally won the big game. Shut the freak up about how bad you got it.
Yeah, but you see, I'm a New York... Really, my real passion, I'm a New York Giants football.
Well, then shut the freak up. You won two Super Bowls already.
But I was very happy, of course, for the New England Patriots. I mean, God, you can't argue with a game like that. My God, it doesn't get any more exciting.
What a great game it was.
Incredible field goal, too. Talk about a clutch field goal.
And great to watch it with friends. We were all screaming at
it. That is what you want in a football game. You want... I mean, it was so loud in your cave at the end of that. Everybody was screaming.
Sweetie.
I'm a sugar bear.
Here she is, the hostess with the most.
Yes, she is.
Now, I got to give my wife some credit that she got all the food organized.
Right.
She spent most of the weekend making sure that the place was picked up and that that weren't the slobs that Bart and I were, that we normally are.
Right.
And honey, fantastic job.
Well, thank you. I was feeling good until I heard that I drove Mr. O'Mara back to the bottle, which I know was a long drive.
Hey, Frieda, you are certainly not alone in that. It is something that there were several people that were kind of giving me the sympathetic. It was you and Marcia. The two women that know me that have known me for a long time.
What girls do, and it's funny. If you had been a female, you would have been offended if we hadn't expressed our support and compassion.
You know what? You are absolutely right. If you hadn't said anything to me, I probably would have felt weirder.
No, I just wanted you to know that we love you no matter what happens. What you go through, we're there with you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And again, not that we're taking sides, but
do that.
We're on
my
your
wife
side.
Is still listening to this show.
So
you know what? You hurt her feelings. You hurt her feelings by saying that.
Well, I am kidding, and I apologize if she's listening now. I'm kidding.
Or too, if she had been there, I would have given her the same
absolutely. And you know, all our friends are doing the same thing.
Yeah, right. All right.
Bye, 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 bye.
You know, my,
but any
you know.
Excuse to
when it comes down
oh, yeah,
to it,
yeah,
you know, I'm, yeah,
and
of
course.
I'm on your side. but let me just say this about my wife, that she did a great job. Yeah. She made on my request a queer centerpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It had the had a Super Bowl football. It had
Grady Smoke thought that was a cake.
Flour all around.
You know what? Grady Smoke was going to cut into that with a knife because it was a cake.
You know what? Think about that thing that we almost bought at the supermarket on Saturday.
I know they did have football shaped cakes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. We decided that was too queer.
I was complimenting Frida on the beautiful centerpiece and all the food. She says, "Thanks, Rob. You have now officially become the Martskys." And
right.
I just thought it was.
We
so
have.
Nice. No, you haven't.
Yes, we have. We had our matching football jerseys on.
I told him in the morning. I said, you know, we make the Martskys look sophisticated right now.
You don't have a Packers bathroom yet.
But I got the shrine to the Packers.
He said, it's a compliment, Mouse. It doesn't seem very heterosexual to me to be so extremely turned on by a person wearing a football jersey.
Oh, I said to my wife, I said, you know, you look. I want to tell you something. You look goddamn good in that football jersey.
Yeah, and I was telling your wife also when she brought this up at the party. I said that is a super sexy look. You know, the football jersey on the woman.
Yeah, it's like,
absolutely.
That's a little untucked. Late homosexuality.
No way.
No, honey. It is the equivalent of a woman wearing a man's dress shirt.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. Well, I'm sure it'd be turned on if you guys were wearing the cheerleader outfit.
Well, that's right.
You were a great hostess, and let me just say that. By the end of the evening, Mike's whiskey was not only shared by Rob Speedbump,
right,
but by my wife, Frida.
Wow, that's right.
Who came to me at one point and announced that she had it with the Cosmopolitans.
Yeah, you didn't like it, right, Frida?
She wanted the hard stuff.
You didn't like the Jameson's Gold, did you?
I was upset because one of my problems last night is I don't have a signature drink anymore.
She said that the Cosmopolitans were too sweet.
They're too sweet, but still the brown stuff is too nasty. So I need to, and the beer just wasn't accomplishing the mission.
No. So the group of people that we had was everybody from the show. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we had Mike and we had Rob and Carrie and Baby Julia, who incidentally we all saw walk for the first time.
Oh, pretty great, isn't it?
By herself.
Let me just say that baby is absolutely adorable.
Thank you very much.
I talked to Carrie this morning, and she said she thought Julia was the second cutest, thought of as the second cutest at the party.
Thank you.
Because of our dog?
Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy did have to win that award.
Yeah, our new dog is.
And Mr. 40's, Mr. 40's son, a
son
cute
Trent.
Little boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trent is a cute little boy and was breaking hearts all over the place.
I'll be happy as long as we can keep Julia in the top four. That's fine.
So you have Mike and then Rob and Carrie and Julia and Buzz and Marcia and Slow Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa was not there last night.
I noticed that.
Everyone can draw their own conclusion about why she wasn't there, and I would just mention again that she appears to be ill again this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's morning sickness.
Oh, no.
Or I don't know if it's a case of after the Las Vegas-style show on Saturday night. I know that she and Joe had the run of the limo for a couple of hours.
That's right.
So they went out and partied a little hardy.
Really?
You guys would have been...
Wrapped it up about midnight, right, with the limo or
something? Oh, listen, let me tell you this. So we do the Las Vegas-style show, right, and we're keeping it under control. I get home about 12:15 on Saturday night, and my wife is plastered.
One of our neighbor girls, Bunny, is
equally... bombed.
No, we were just happy.
You were beyond happy. You were drunk out of your mind.
No, that's not. You know what? You're not allowed to tell the story if you're not going to tell accurately. Because I'll tell you, I had two Cosmopolitans, and again, because I'm having the signature drink problem, the third one was too sweet. So I have to drunk, and you get on two drinks. That's what I had.
The way I heard, if he got any happier, he was going to have to call an ambulance.
I would have kept on. I had the third one fixed, but it was just it's too sicky sweet after a while. You can't drink too many of those.
I had the third one fixed.
Bunny's words to me were, Frida got me wasted the other night.
And again, I'll say, like I said about driving Mike to the Jameson, not a really tough job.
I can I walk through the door, and there they are, and I'm taking my tie off from the show, and I'm just chilling out, and all of a sudden I hear the two of them go, "Let's call over to Europe." Because we haven't heard from the Brits in a while.
Exactly.
No, and let's call Europe. So now it's, keep in mind, by this time it's 1 o'clock in the morning,
you know,
which means it is 6 o'clock.
You make me sound like Kirk Douglas after the stroke. I don't think
six o'clock.
That wasn't that bad.
6 o'clock in the morning, Europe time, they wake the Brits up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the two of them, you know, on the extensions. I've got Bunny, my neighbor, and my wife, Frida, and they're both like...
Right?
And the poor Brits, it's 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, right? They don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hello? Hello? Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Hello, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
So it was, you know...
Yeah, they did ask us, now that they have moved and are no longer the enablers, we seem to be doing fine on our own.
Yeah, but it was nice talking to them after, you know, and I was surprised that you had such a great time without me on Saturday night for the Las Vegas-style show, but the party at our house on Sunday, the Super Bowl party, we've never had one before. I have to say, a total success.
A+.
You had everybody from the show, and then you had...
And speaking of, and I just heard Buzz chime in with his grade, and I appreciate that. And Marcia was so sweet. Yeah. I mean, she was... We Marcia and I rebonded like we haven't bonded in years.
That's great. That's good to hear.
Yeah. You know what I think was the key to that?
What?
Marcia's first words to me?
What?
Vodka and tonic.
Yes. It helps.
And I poured Marcia a big, gigantic tumbler.
Strong.
Yeah,
one.
We're all just a bunch of lushes.
Everybody had friends over. Bart had friends over. We had friends over.
Oh.
At one point, the dogs had a neighbor over, and they were all running around this
time. And Frida, I wanted to thank you for the big bottle of Double Bastard Ale.
Oh, yeah. No, don't thank me. Thanks to find
Rob,
at Sutton Place. It
Rob
was a nice guy
that
to help me over there.
Rob, absolutely love that. I really think that... you know, Grady Smoke's lovely lady, and Mr. Forty's lovely lady,
his wife,
sitting on the couch with Rob and myself,
that
probably, you know, they were looking at us like, what is wrong with them?
They got the magical combination of Mike and I doing play-by-play in
Rob
color
and I,
for the first quarter.
Rob and I were in full show mode.
Oh, yeah.
We could have been on any stage, in any lounge, in any casino hotel. We were going so crazy, but, you know, back and forth, and they were looking at us like, do they do this all the time?
So it's true.
I had a question from a neighbor's child saying, who was it wearing the helmet?
Hi. Oh, yeah, Mike. At one point, Mike was walking around my house wearing a Carolina Panthers helmet. I mean, you know, I've got a bunch of real football junk.
Yeah.
Right?
Would lift up the visor to eat and then...
Yeah, drink.
Oh,
yeah. It was funny because he would put the helmet up like, you know, like a player does between plays. And he says, boy, it's hot in here. And then he'd pull it back down so it was lined up right. He says, ah, now I can hear.
Yeah.
And he was getting very used to wearing the helmet.
Sure. So you had, you had Forty and his wife, and you had Grady Smokes and his gal pal, and you had Forty's kid, and then you have the neighbors from down the street. We had Bill and Cecily. Then we had... The one neighbor who I'm not allowed to mention by name, the lawyer.
Oh, yes.
Only because he was perhaps...
I think you should not mention all the private folks.
Okay, well, I won't, but
yeah.
let me just say...
He had a sorted, you know...
He was the most embarrassing person there.
Don't mention him by name. We can certainly give him a nice name. I'm going to call him Drunky Drunk.
He was having a great time. We had our other friends over who...
You don't have to list everybody, my darling. That serves no purpose.
Okay, just let me say this, that I had been chastised by Mike when I discussed the last time that these particular friends of ours came over with their 16-year-old daughter.
Yes.
I had been chastised for saying that she was a lovely, attractive woman who was going to grow up to be...
Mr. Bear, you're treading on dangerous ground all the time. Just
okay.
Keep it. It was a wonderful time. We had an assortment of friends.
And everybody agrees.
And
everyone
agrees. And if you have an eye for the teenager, that's your problem.
Now,
you must keep it to yourself.
Now, about teenagers, the other thing that I do want to mention is about...
Take it easy, Lester.
I do want to... I do want to mention about my kid. That
I don't think you should. I don't even think you should do that.
I'm going to talk about the pies.
Oh, okay.
I told you that this morning.
Can we talk about the Jesper Parnevik outfit that he was wearing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My kid has got
Your kid has a fashion sense that I've never seen before.
Yeah, he has, you know, we take him to these stores in Soho and Greenwich Village, and he likes, my son, if given a choice, would dress like Superfly.
I know, he's right off of, that guy on Sanford and Son. He was their friend, not Lamont. Who was the friend?
Grady.
No, I know who she's thinking of.
You know, though, I'm happy to say that I really got a laugh from Bart's peers when I said, Bart looks like he is dressed for the second act of Godspell.
Yeah.
One of many Godspell references we kept coming back to.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. That Bart and I, at the beginning of the football season, we had two bets. Mm-hmm. One bet was that the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns, Bart thought that that one of those two teams would win at least 8 games. That was one bet. The second bet we have, you know, he loves the Jets. He's always loved the Jets. Was that the Jets were going to go to the Super Bowl. And the loser, if either Cincinnati or Cleveland won 8 games, I would get a pie in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Jets made it to the Super Bowl, I would get a pie in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, he lost both bets.
Yes.
And at halftime, we took him outside.
Right.
In front of his friends. He had about 10 friends over.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were all outside.
I gave him the old pie in the face. And
you give a pie. Nobody gives a pie like you. I've been the recipient of that. You really just bury that thing. You don't do it real hard, but you just give that little twist.
That's
all the pie gets down the front of your shirt.
What Frieda, the name she's looking for, I came up with, Rollo, was Lamont's friend.
Oh, really? That wasn't the one I thought. Very good, Rob.
Thank you. Just like Rollo.
So that was, you know, that was another highlight, was just, you know, shoving the pie in my son's face. And his friends were eating it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was a great party. I mean, it was.
Even though, you know, and it was a great party in spite of you at the end. You know, it was a great party that, not at the very end of the game, because at the very end of the game you were funny, you were having a good time, but there was that time when I came into the room during halftime through the first part of the third quarter where you were...
I was not happy.
You were sulky sulk. You were pouty pout. You were not... And I didn't, you know, I forgot. I completely forgot when I came in during the second half. I think I remembered the bet, but I didn't realize, you know, you're probably thinking about the bet and the fact that you were really rooting for the St. Louis Rams, and you were pissed.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah. I mean, you were not happy, and then I said, well, now this makes sense. I'd be the same way.
They were down 14-3, mm-hmm. and I all along had thought that I was going to bring my underpants in today.
It was a sure thing in your mind.
And the guy was going to have to drink my underpants tea. And as the Rams continued to, dumb moron faggots they are, as they continued to be dominated by New England,
right.
I got madder. Matter.
You did.
Yeah. And I'm not
happy.
I apologize for those of you who were in the room with me at the time.
No, I'll tell you, as you went from quiet anger to demonstrative rage, it became funnier and funnier.
Sure.
And then, at the end, when the Rams came back and you did the little tap dance, you did your victory dance, which I will always maintain is the funniest thing you do.
When Ricky Prohl caught that pass,
right?
I thought, whew, overtime.
I mean,
you know what?
On his feet, jumping up and down, hands in the air, and spinning around doing the pogo.
I'm thinking, you know, this is it, and I'm pointing at Mike, and I'm pointing at my friend Jim, and I'm pointing at Jim's wife, and I'm going, in your face, in your face, in your face, we're going to overtime, and they kicked the ball off, and Madden is saying, the smart thing to do right now is just to kneel down.
Right. Madden, you know, in my opinion, punting the analysis of that football game. I mean, that was so wrong, they had to go to try to make a field goal, they really did.
Madden says, all they should do is kneel down and go for overtime. And I'm thinking, kneel down, let's go for overtime.
Yeah, that's what they wanted.
And immediately you see them come out and they got the four wideouts.
Right.
Brady throws the one pass. And I knew when they completed the first pass, I knew I was effed.
Did you really?
I knew it.
Wow.
I knew it. They were going to play to win. And then I think you'll agree. I wasn't mad.
No, you resigned
at that
to the
point.
Fact. No, you calm down, and you know, like I do too. You get to the point where you just accept it. It's the way it's going to be.
It was great, and I cheered when the Patriots won the game. I cheered that they won the game with a field goal because it was a goddamn great game.
But you probably didn't like the guy doing snow angels in the end zone, though.
I really want you to confirm that won't hurt you to do what you're going to do.
No, it won't, honey, because
there was one contribution from one of your friends who said you can't boil away
Genital herpes.
Oh, now listen, yeah.
One of the guys who was there is a lawyer, and he was
sitting next to me, and he said when he heard about the bet, he said, "Well, you know, legally I could draw you up a paper because unless we run a test to make sure this guy doesn't have genital herpes." You could get genital herpes.
Right. And on Survivor, didn't they boil the water and they still got sick?
Honey, we've done this before with Dennis.
I'm not saying you get sick every time. I'm just saying you could get sick. I think you should check it out just because so
many.
You know we're going to get the calls now.
Honey, listen, I'm paying off the bet.
I don't care.
The guy
you know
is
what?
Bringing I'm... the underpants. The guy, at least who just sent me an instant message. The guy's here with his underpants.
You can't just make a bet, or I could make a bet that I'll have sex
honey,
with the next good-looking man that comes down the street.
Honey, listen, it is my word as a man.
I made the
bet. Honey, I'm paying off the bet. I'm going to drink the underpants tea today on the show.
I want you to confirm that it is not a health risk.
Fine. You know what I'll do during the break? How about I call the doctor who Marcia works for?
You better, and I just don't want you to tell me you called the doctor that Marshall was.
Buzz?
Yes?
Buzz, would you call?
I will call.
Dr. Bombay?
I'll be calling.
All right, let's...
And I think we have to look at the
Buzz
underwear.
Buzz will make
first.
The call during the break, and then he'll deliver the report. Not from you.
And a virus can't live that long outside of the body. Right?
Well, listen, honey, we're going to boil the underpants.
I hear that you're going to boil it. I want it confirmed that you are not putting yourself at risk. I don't think I'm asking too much.
You should see the underwear before we... You know, get all uptight about it.
Buzz, you don't see those kind of germs.
All right, listen. Buzz, you call the doctor.
All right.
And honey, I will talk to you later. I love you.
All right. I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Steve.
And I want your listeners to know, no matter what she says, I'm doing it.
You know.
Because I would be pissed if the guy came down here with a half-assed excuse like, well, my wife thinks there might be a problem if I do this health-wise.
Yeah.
I made the bet.
What the hell were you thinking?
I was thinking the Rams were going to win, like every other dumbass in America.
You bet money and more.
Trust me, there was not a parade of people walking around saying, we're sure the Patriots are going to win. I was pretty much in the popular vote there.
Yep. Right.
Thinking that the Rams,
die,
dumbasses, were going to win.
Wow.
Christ.
Do you think they're bad? I heard horrible things about what this guy was going to do. That he wasn't going to use toilet paper all day long.
We're going to find out. He's here. He's going to bring him in on our next break.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to find out. And, the last bit of great news that I want to pass along is, I don't know, those of you who read the Washington Post on Sunday, the Style Invitational.
Great.
It's a real funny part of the paper where they have people write jokes, and the funniest jokes get in the newspaper.
Oh, good.
And here was the report. The thing is, you were supposed to write, what can happen before the Redskins make it to the Super Bowl? Things that can happen before the Redskins can make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And here are some of them. Let's see. Oprah and Woody Allen figure each other out. Mayor Williams inaugurates the Adopt-a-Rat program. Sly Stallone stars in the Oscar Wilde story. Geraldo returns from Afghanistan explaining, I'm afraid of gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to this entry. Don and Mike win a MacArthur Genius Grant. My first question, being an obvious dumb guy, is what the frig is a MacArthur Genius Grant?
I am not aware.
That's one I've not heard of, actually.
Who wrote this?
This came from Drew Knobloch from Falls Church, Virginia.
It is obviously a reference to our limited intelligence, and I think the fact that we do not know what that is would be indicative of the fact that he's correct. I'm sure somebody in our listening audience, we have listeners who are smart, will be able to enlighten us as to what a MacArthur Genius Grant is. I would assume it is some sort of scholastic, it is some sort of professorial.
The only MacArthur I can think was Douglas MacArthur, you know, the war dude with a corncob pipe.
I would assume that it is some sort of academic stipend that is provided for people that are gifted in the area of academic achievement.
My understanding, it has something to do with leaving a cake out in the rain. So,
well, anyway, you know, my wife reads this every Sunday morning, and she was so excited. She came around and said, "Oh, look at this!" And always she wants me to read them. And frankly, I never think they're funny, you know. But she'll say, and so she came running in. She said, "Oh, well, there's one you really have to read this week." And I'm like, "All right, make my way down the pages." Well, F this guy.
Yeah, cut it out.
F this guy.
You know, but that does fall right into the category. That's good that you're in the paper. It means you're happy, that's whether right. it's good or bad, if they're putting you down or not.
I guess so.
Like, well, if you are, I've always believed, if you are on an in and out list, whether it's in or out, you are fantastic.
We've been on both.
We've been on both of them.
We've been on both. Listen, Robert the Angry Mailman is online. You're going to have to call back. Cheryl the Big Dyke is online. She's going to have to call back.
Yep. Very good.
SexyAnnMarie.com is online. She's going to have to call back.
Mm-hmm.
40 is online. He's going to have to call back. We got to clear the lines out now to get a call number 100. Then we got to bring the guy in with his underpants. And we have a mystery guest today on the show. We got just too much happening. So all you guys, call back.
Very good.
Okay. We have ground to cover with each of them concerning this weekend. And Buzz, go ahead and call kindly Doc Giggles.
I'm dialing up.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Who wants to make a deal for a maybe good prize?
Ooh.
Be the 100. What is it?
Let's make a cheap deal.
Let's make a cheap deal. Call 100 right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
Oh, that way we'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and say we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit. Thing that's never been done on television.
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah. I say we get a great old radio performer. We can build the whole show around him.
Oh, Rob, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Sally, I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see
Don and Mike, WKFK.
Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, so before call 100, and as I mentioned, no matter what, I'm doing it.
I saw the guy in the lobby.
You called the doc?
I did.
What did the doctor say?
Well, I guess you'd call it good news. It's good news if you want to pay off the bet.
I do.
I spoke with a doctor who specializes in caring for people who travel to third world countries. And she said their guidelines say that if fecally contaminated water is boiled for 1 minute or more, and that's a full boil, we may want to go the 5 we originally talked about.
Right.
If you boil it for a minute or more, that will probably kill all infectious agents.
All infectious agents.
Probably.
And that's
if you boil it for 5...
That's good enough for me.
Yeah. If you boil it for 5 minutes, then it'll be fine.
That's good enough for me.
Very good.
I'm going to pay up the bet, no matter what my wife says.
Wow. He's a big man, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what caller am I?
Hold on a second. What am I doing here? Yeah, you're the 100th caller.
Oh, good.
Get out of town!
No, what's your name, my friend?
Carl Boudreaux, man.
Where are you from?
South Louisiana.
Hey, Boudreaux, that's a good Louisiana name, man.
Now,
yes, it is.
I do have news for you that our promotion staff has actually come up with great prizes. So this will be the final day of Let's Make a Crappy Radio Deal.
Oh, man, you're the last one that gets to play.
Wow.
So...
I've never played this. Help me out, man.
All right. Buzz has 3 envelopes. You know you can trust Buzz, right? Buzz is an honest guy.
Opinions vary, but okay.
Well, trust me, Buzz. I believe the listener's friend, Buzz Burbank.
Absolutely.
That's how he is generally thought of. Buzz has 3 envelopes in his hand, A, B, and C. In one of the envelopes is cash, anywhere from $50 to $200.
Uh-huh.
In another envelope is the station prize, which now, because we have better prizes, is actually a winning deal. deal.
Very good.
Or envelope C, which is a crazy, kooky, zonk prize.
Uh-huh.
So the question is, do you want Buzz to open envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C?
I'm gonna go with envelope B.
B.
B it is.
B and right. Buzz. He has won.
Congratulations, sir. You've just won the official station prize pack.
Yay!
All right.
Now, listen, before this would have been a downer,
mm-hmm.
It is not now.
What does he get, Don?
You have won a PlayStation 2 game.
Oh, all right.
Maximo Ghost to Glory.
Nice.
This is courtesy of Blockbuster. Blockbuster has a nationwide 30-day exclusive on this game through February 18th. It's guaranteed to be in stock at all Blockbuster stores. Enjoy.
Wonderful.
Enjoy your PlayStation 2 game. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on just a moment, and Buzz, so we are positive.
Yes.
That things were on the up and up in the other two envelopes.
Let's open the others. He did not choose A. Let's open that up. And he would have won $250.
Wow.
If he'd chosen envelope
God
A.
Damn.
Man, man.
That saves our budget.
And envelope C. All right. Ah, the Zonk, a can of Tab soda.
Yeah. A can of
Tab.
There you go. Can of Tab. All right. Well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
So we saved some money.
Uh-huh.
Before we talk about the guy with the underpants who's here, and we'll bring him in, I know that we do this all the time, but I just have to mention something. That I get up in the morning and I watch the TV and I watch the morning shows and I watch the weather. And today,
anyone predicted this?
No. Today they had the little sunshine with a smile on it.
That's what it was supposed to be today?
Right now in Washington, D.C., when I was driving to work today, it was a freaking blizzard. Right, and it changed briefly to a hurricane-like rain. Mm-hmm.
And now it is back to blizzard conditions.
And the ground is covered with snow.
No one predicted this.
No. Absolutely unpredicted. I mean, I know... How many times did we do this rant over and over
this
again?
This is incredible, though. I had a meeting earlier today with my lawyer, and I came out of the meeting, and it was blizzard snow already sticking to the ground, and no one said a word about it.
Should I place a call to our new buddy? Is it Tom Sager, the guy at Channel 5?
Why don't call the guy at Channel 5?
But you know what's even quicker? What does the National Weather Service say?
All right, Buzz, what's that?
Run for your life.
You know, I never call the number. I usually get it off the wire.
Right, so
I
don't
know. Rob might know.
Rob knows
number.
It, doesn't Rob, you know what the weather is?
Yeah. Hold on, I think I got it. In the 236.
WE6.
I do have their official
about
forecast.
2936.
If you can't get through.
There we go. It's snowing like hell.
This is ridiculous.
Snowing like
hell. Here's the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon. The current temperature in downtown Washington
is a pack of Marlboro cigarettes.
Relative humidity now at 92%. Winds from the west at 10 miles per hour. The barometer, 29.82 inches and on the rise. For today, look for variably cloudy skies with some brief, heavy snow showers at times as a frontal system moves through the area from
they
the
changed
west.
It. They changed
expect
it.
Expect little, if any, accumulation on the road surfaces, but visibility will be restricted at times to a half a mile or less, so driving could be hazardous at times.
Huh.
Skies will become partly cloudy later this afternoon, still a chance of a few scattered snow flurries. It'll be windy, though, northwesterly winds at 15 to 20.
You know, see, this is the pisser. It's the cover-your-ass forecast. It's chance of light or heavy snow in pockets this afternoon.
Right.
That could be making driving a half mile of visibility.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, you didn't hear anything about it.
No. In fact, can I tell you what the same National Weather Service forecast was at 4 o'clock this morning?
Yes.
Here it is. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, no snow accumulation.
Okay, so they did call that, but I thought, I heard one that didn't call for it at all.
It's starting to accumulate.
Yeah, that's and true. I'm telling you, the guy on TV today said nothing about snow.
Right.
Ridiculous. Absolutely nothing. All right, Mike, I'm getting a reprieve from the underpants guy for a second because we have a mystery guest on the phone.
Very exciting. Who is our I know you will be drinking your tea soon.
Well, I can't tell you who the mystery guest is because it's the listeners get to call in and guess who it is.
Okay, I know who it is.
I am going to show Mike who the mystery guest is. And I'm going to show Buzz who the mystery guest is. And here's the deal. You guys call in. I'm going to ask the mystery guest to speak in a... Hey, Buzz, this is... Hey, Rob?
Yes.
Who are you calling?
Tom Buddy.
Hang up on him.
Okay, never mind. Don't call. Enjoying the weather, though.
How do we get that new thing working so that we can mask the voice of our mystery caller?
Give me a moment. I think
Mike,
this should work.
We finally have the piece of equipment in here.
Do we have a harmonizer?
That will allow us to do Pete Moss and Less Human.
We have a harmonizer in here?
Yeah, we finally got one.
Oh, my God. I have wanted that piece of equipment for this show.
Just save that for later for a nice surprise for you.
Oh, that is fantastic news.
So we can do Pete Moss and Less Human. We can do the elves.
Oh, that is such good news.
Experiment call to see how if this is
all right, hold on.
Right.
Let me do an experiment with just a regular caller.
Let's test this equipment.
Hello?
Hello, speak to us.
Answer the phone.
We have a difficult enough time to getting calls on the air.
Hold on.
Putting them through a piece of audio.
That's a hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's working.
Can you hear us? How come the people on the phone can't hear us?
They should be able to. You're
hello?
In condition. They're
hello.
Condition.
You know what? Let me.
We've disguised the dial tones now.
Let me call my wife.
Oh, that is cool.
Because when she picks up the phone, you'll hear if it's. Hey, who's this? Is this you, honey? Ah, there you go. It's working perfectly. We're trying out a new piece of equipment. We finally got a harmonizer so that we can disguise voices.
You do? This is the funniest thing.
I'm a monster.
That is so cool.
Hey, did you hear?
Bring the underwear. I order you.
Hold on. Is this Frida or Bart?
Frida.
Frida, it's the harmonizer working very well.
Oh, I can do the other thing. Oh, you're so sexy. I can't wait for you to come home tonight. Oh,
do you want to try and experiment with another tone, or do you like this tone?
I like this.
Oh, I love
Frida,
this
can
tone.
You understand us okay?
Yeah, you guys are normal.
As well we should.
So it's working.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Ellen, honey, did you hear the news about the doctor thing?
Oh, yeah, let me think of so much better.
That's
sure.
Right. All right, love you.
Thanks again for the party, Frida.
You are welcome, woman.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
That's perfect to test that out.
Now, here's the deal, Rob.
Yeah.
Can we just put the mystery caller on that?
Right.
So that regular callers sound normal.
No, we can't.
So there's your answer.
Callers will also sound like that.
Okay.
Then that's not going to work.
And you know what? I'm trying to think. The callers might hear.